proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio broadcast. We continue our study with the Sermon on the Mount, picking up after that section known as the Lord's Prayer. Jesus Christ addressed the practice of fasting. He said, quote, "When ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Unquote. By contrast, he continued, quote, "When thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly." Unquote. It can be seen from this section that Jesus Christ is not addressing the subject of fasting so much as he is the external manifestation of the person doing the fasting and the motivation of that individual. Some people looked upon the practice of fasting as a ritual, intending to impress others with their piety by abstaining from food and drink. In the 18th chapter of Luke's Gospel, Jesus Christ spoke about a Pharisee who possessed such an attitude. While praying to God, the Savior said, this Pharisee mentioned how, amongst other things, he had fasted twice a week, as a means of showing his, this Pharisee's, righteousness. Under Jewish law, God did not command Jews to engage in fasting on a regular basis, except for the Day of Atonement, as recorded in Leviticus 16. Sometimes, though, people would voluntarily fast. When Samuel had the Jews assembled at Mitzpah, according to 1 Samuel 7, the Jewish people repented of their idolatry and fasted while doing so. Jews also fasted as a sign of mourning, as illustrated in 1 Samuel chapter 31, in connection with bemoaning the deaths of Saul and his sons. No New Testament passage mandated that Christians ought to fast. Yet believers sometimes would engage in that practice. After encountering the risen Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, Paul prayed and fasted. The congregation in Antioch likewise prayed and fasted before sending Paul and Barnabas off on their first missionary journey, as recorded in the 13th chapter of Acts. What the Savior did was rebuke those Jews who fasted as a way of impressing others or as a means of gaining God's favor. The Jews of Isaiah's time had complained that even though they fasted, God still didn't hear their prayers. Why was that the case? God answered in Isaiah chapter 58, quote, "Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high." Unquote. Jesus Christ pointed to another gross misuse of fasting, doing it in a way as attracting positive attention from others. He explicitly declared that those individuals who fasted for that reason, quote, have their reward, unquote. In other words, such people achieved their objectives, gaining the approval of others through their fasting. Christians, on the other hand, should not seek after the approval of others. The Savior commanded believers that when they fasted, they should not outwardly appear as though they had in any way deprived themselves of physical nourishment. Thus, only God would know that they had fasted, and God would reward them openly. The Bible does not condemn fasting per se. It does, however, criticize those who seek to fast as a means either of gaining God's favor or as a means of impressing others with their piety. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom. Thank you.